Hello. Hello.
My name is Tammy. I'm returning a call from the Alabama Department of Labor Unemployment Division. May I speak to the person who requested this call?
Yes, this is him.
I need to advise you this call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. How may I help you?
Yes, I was trying to apply for unemployment.
Okay. Are you doing a weekly certification, sir, or are you opening a claim?
I want to open a claim.
Can I have your social, please?
419-193-363.
4191. Could you repeat your, could you verify your social again?
419-193-363.
You've never filed. You never filed before?
No.
Okay, can I have your first name and spell it, please?
Tavarris, T-A-V-A-R-R-I-S.
Do you have a middle initial?
D.
Can I have your last name and spell it?
Stalling, S-T-A. L-L-I-N-G.
Do you have any other name you worked under?
No.
Can I have your date of birth, please?
June
4th, 1984.
6-4-1984? Yes.
You are a U.S. citizen?
Yes.
Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No.
What is your preferred language?
English.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No.
What is the highest grade you completed in school?
12.
What is your mother's maiden name?
Sarah Stalin.
S-A-R-A.
H.
Spell Stalin again. S-A-R-A-H.
Yes.
I'm on the call.
Nah, bite.
I'm on the
call. Bite.
Go on. S-T-A-I-L-L. Spell it again, sir. These some stupid.
S-T-A-L-L-I-N-G.
S-T-A-L-L-I-N-G. Okay. Do you have a driving license, sir?
Just ID.
Can I have your ID number, please?
Yes. Get that for you. It's I-620-999.
I-620-999.
Yes.
If you're approved for benefits, you have an option to receive your payments direct deposit into a checking or savings account or the Alabama Advantage prepaid benefits card. The prepaid benefits card will take an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you after you are approved for payments. And there are fees that may be charged for certain activities. If you have a checking or savings account, we recommend direct deposit. What would you prefer?
I don't have a checking a savings account.
So you're doing the benefits card?
Yes.
I have to do a verbal disclosure statement. You have indicated that you wish to receive your unemployment benefits by the Alabama Vantage prepaid benefits card. If you already have a tan colored Alabama Vantage card, that card is good until the valid date on the card, and payments will be made to your existing Alabama Vantage prepaid account once your claim is approved. Otherwise, the card will be mailed to you after your first payment is approved. By law, we are required to disclose the following information regarding your new Alabama Vantage prepaid account. The Alabama Vantage prepaid benefits card is issued by Comerica Bank. Comerica charges no monthly fee, no per service fee, no purchase fee, a zero in net ATM withdrawal fee, and a $1.30 out-of-network fee. There is no fee for ATM balance inquiries. There is no fee for live customer service calls, and a 35-cent fee for automated customer service calls. There is a $1 inactive fee charge for 12 months with no activity. Comerica Bank charges two other types of fees, and they are card replacement fee, $4 for regular delivery and $19 for expedited delivery, and international customer service and card replacement fees can be lower depending on how and where this card is used. Since the log form disclosure for ways to access your funds and balance information for no fee. The long form disclosure for this prepaid card can be accessed by calling 1-800-499-2035 or online at www.labor.alabama.gov. Benefit card. There's no overdraft or credit feature. Your funds are eligible for FDIC insurance. For great information about prepaid accounts, visit cfpb.gov. Prepaid. Find details and conditions for all fees and services in the cardholder agreement. Do you wish to continue with your selection of the Alabama Vantage prepaid benefits card?
Yes.
Okay. Can I have a mailing address for you, please?
345 Collinwood Avenue.
Can I have your zip code?
36105.
This is Montgomery, Alabama?
Yes.
Okay, hold on. Okay. Is your resident address different from the above mailing address?
No, it's the same.
Has your address changed in the last year?
No.
Can I have a primary phone number for you, please?
334-593-0499.
Do you have another secondary number you want on file?
No.
Do you have an email address you want on file?
No.
I have 345 Collinwood Avenue, Montgomery, Alabama, 36105.
Yes, that's right.
It is necessary to verify your identity when filing for unemployment benefits. I will ask you some randomly generated questions. Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 113 Saratoga Street, 659 County Road 221, 726 Ridgemont Avenue, or 9137 Paula Drive?
726 Ridgemont.
Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 14167 Bluebird Lane, 4000 Oak Street, 57 Tomahawk Trail, 8323 Highway 195.
4000 Oak Street.
Which of the following vehicles have you recently owned or leased? 2003 Toyota Celica, 2005 Ford Freestyle, 2007 BMW, 2010 Mercedes-Benz, or none of the above?
None of the above.
Did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No.
Did you work in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government in the last 18 months?
No.
Have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
No.
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No.
Did you receive notification that you have a TRA certification?
No.
When was your last day worked? I need a month, a day, and a year.
March 2022.
March, I need a month, day, and a year.
March 2nd, 2022.
Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
No.
And the reason why you...
I mean, yes, I was able, but I have two rods in my wrist.
Okay, in other words, since Sunday, would you have been able to work if work had been available to you?
No.
If conditions exist that prevent or restrict you from working on a job for which you are qualified, benefits can be denied until such time that you can provide proof that you are able to work.
Okay.
So you're saying you weren't able to work Sunday?
No, I was.
So is this work restrictions limited by order of physician? Injury or accident, physical or mental illness, disease or surgery, or totally disabled?
Can you say that again?
Okay. I need the reason why you're not able to work, sir. You have work restrictions by order of your doctor. You're not pregnant, so it's not postpartum. Injury or accident, physical or mental illness, disease or surgery, or you're totally disabled?
Surgery on my wrist.
Do you work for yourself, own a business, or a corporate officer for a business?
No.
Are you currently working solely on a commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
No.
Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
No.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
No.
You're not available to accept full time. In order to be eligible for unemployment, you must be seeking and willing to immediately accept full time work. Benefits can be denied until such time the restrictions that will prevent you from returning to full time work are removed.
Okay, yes, I'm available for full time work.
Are you available for all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
Yes.
Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension other than Social Security from an employer you have worked for in the last 18 months?
No.
Have you applied for or are you receiving workman comp?
No.
Due to a work-related injury? How many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
2 hours.
No, it says how many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
About 10 miles.
What is the lowest hourly wage you will accept?
$11.
Do you obtain work exclusively through a union hiring hall?
No.
Did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
No.
What was your job title?
Was auto picker.
A what, sir?
Labor.
You was a picker, you said?
Yes, auto picker.
Okay. And this was, who was your employer? Frank Crum?
Yes.
I need a phone number for them, please.
I don't have one for them.
We're going to need one, sir.
I was going through a temp service.
Do you have the number through them? Do you have a phone number for the temp service? Can I have your employment start date with them? I need a month, a day, and a year.
I think it was February 15th, 2022. Well,
you said February the 15th?
Yes.
And when was your last day worked again?
I don't know. February 15th, 2021. My last day was March. And March. I think the March 3rd, 2022.
Okay, sir. You said you started in 2021?
Yes.
What city and state did you work in?
Montgomery, Alabama.
Have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay for any time after your last day of work? Vacation pay, sick pay, or holiday pay?
No.
Have you applied for a pension or will you receive a pension from this employer?
No.
The reason why you're no longer working, quit, discharge, of a lack of work.
It's discharge.
I've been on him. Mm-hmm. What was your quit, discharge, of a lack of work?
I was discharged.
And what was the reason for your discharge?
They say lack of work.
Sir?
They said lack of work.
Okay, so when you saying discharge, that means you were fired.
Oh, that what that mean? Oh, I didn't know.
Okay, you said it was what, sir? You was what, discharged? Carla, are you there? Caller, are you there?